Breathe out that tension. That's it. Breathe out that self-doubt. And breathe in that wonderful, happy, confident feeling. And let it spread all around your body and all around your mind. That's it. That's brilliant. You can do this whenever you want to feel rather more calm and confident. And now, in this comfortable, slightly dreamy state, I want to talk to you about your mind, which is so incredibly clever. We all have two parts of our mind. The part we use actively all day to think and talk and work things out. And we call that our conscious mind. And we all have another part of our mind we call our subconscious mind, or perhaps our inner mind. And this stores information and knowledge. It stores all our memories, stores our feelings about ourselves, and stores our habits too. Now, I know that you are very creative and imaginative, and you can use that excellent imagination of yours right now to think about your subconscious like a room in your mind. This is the room where we first developed our beliefs about ourselves and our abilities. It's a room where we keep all kinds of useful memories, positive opinions, feelings and habits. Maybe we store them in mental cupboards or drawers, or even have them written on the walls. But you know, sometimes we store stuff in there that isn't helpful. Maybe unhelpful negative opinions or beliefs about ourselves, which can stop us being the strong, confident people we really are meant to be. We really are meant to be confident. Sometimes we've heard somebody else's opinion or belief about us which is quite mistaken. Sometimes because they really didn't understand about how people learn differently, for example, and they gave us some wrong labels. Could even have been some kind of silly joke. Could even be that we misunderstood what they meant. Something that wasn't really meant, but we believed it at the time. Could have come from anywhere. Child, a teacher, someone you know well, or someone you hardly know. But for whatever reason, they had the wrong idea about you. I want you to know that those messages are very mistaken and not at all helpful. So I want you to go in now and find any mistaken belief or unhelpful opinion.